would you describe the atmosphere with the new coaching staff and all the changes?
I think me personally, I just think that this new coaching staff, they very excited about being here. You know what I'm saying? They bring a different, like, different vibe and different, just being more excited than what we is, and we being more excited and trying to be more excited than what they are.
What's this big announcement you promised on Twitter?
I can't say it yet. I'm still waiting.
What is the different vibe that you detect, Stefan, from the coaches yet? In particular, what are you picking up from them?
Just the excitement. Just happy to be here. I mean, it's one thing just coming in being a coach, but it's another thing just coming in and just being excited and telling the players that we're ready to roll.
How does that
energy impact the players? It does. Like myself, it impact me. It make me want to be here more and make me want to make plays for them.
A lot of changes on defense, but probably not a whole lot of changes for you. Cornerback, system changes.
It's basically the same thing for me. I mean, cornerback don't change that much, so I still got the same job.
Mike Patton, the new coordinator, and, you know, what sense do you get from him on, you know, what they think of you?
He was just saying that he go call the players on what we do best. So it's whatever we do good, and he will go from there. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just like going to college, starting off as a freshman and then progressing. So I feel like this year I'm gonna take that next step.
That there's like Super Bowl trophy posters up now and other inspirational signs. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I seen that when I walked in. I actually came in Saturday and saw that, but I think the last time they actually even went to the playoffs was in like 1999. I was 9 years old, so it's been a long time. So I'm looking forward to a winning season.
What did some of those other signs say?
It's like you said, the Super Bowl is just it's different sign, but mostly winning games. I mean, going to the playoffs and doing something around here that haven't happened in a long time.
Did you finish the season fully healthy? Did you have to go any doctor's visits or any tweaks or anything? You were just relaxed?
I mean, my body was beat up. My shoulder was kind of beat up, but now that I'm took a little rest off, I'm 100% now. No surgery. No. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Stefan, you guys lost some in the offseason here, some experience in the secondary with George and Terrence now going. Can you just talk about how they helped you through your first year and maybe how you replace that kind of leadership and experience?
Yeah, I talked to George and Terrence the other day, so they told me that just keep doing what I'm doing, working hard, and the sky's the limit. And I learned a lot from Terrence just from him being here for a long time and from him being the player that he was, and George being as smart as he is, he helped me out a lot on the field.